every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way. A Wednesday into a Thursday edition, and a lot of baseball to talk about. Some new legislation coming down the pike from the NCAA. A little bit of NFL chatter, Giants-Eagles Thursday night football. So that's tomorrow night, and or tonight if you're listening on the overnight. And and we've got a really interesting kind of a snapshot of Chicago sports from a very different perspective. Book author Chris Serb will join us. And it's an interesting take about Walter Exall. They called him Ecky, and played University of Chicago, later became a sports writer. He was a rabble rouser, died at 46, alcoholism. Heavily recruited back in the day. And, you know, Chicago back then was a totally different sports town. I mean, it was a pro town, don't get me wrong. Bears have always been prominent there. But what's interesting about Chicago, it was a big time, you know, Notre Dame town. Newt Rockne was from Chicago. Amos Alonzo Stagg coached at the University of Chicago. And just some really great backstory. So we'll toss it around with Chris Serb. But right now, we'll tell you, Tigers are going to force a game five in the American League. In fact, it's final. Tigers over the Mariners, 9-3. That was the afternoon tilt. And the Cubs have got an early lead, trying to stay alive as they return to Wrigley after getting handily, soundly beaten a couple of times up at American Family Insurance Stadium in Milwaukee, home of the Brewers. And then Yankees and the Jays with Schlitter to the hill, and then you got the Phillies and the Dodgers out in L.A. So, this could have been elimination Wednesday into a Thursday, but, some teams are scrapping, trying to stay alive, so we look forward to that. All right, we'll come back on the other side. Chris Serb will join us. We'll also take a look at the WNBA finals as the series goes from Vegas now to Phoenix, and it is a best of seven. Got to get that straightened out here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. Coming right back.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, Marty Trail along the way. We are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, TuneIn Pro, Simple Radio. You can stream it at sportsbyline.com and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, University of Nebraska Press is the one that put it all together. It is Ecky, Walter Exall, and the Rise of Chicago Sports. And we are blessed to have author Chris Serb, who joins us on the program. Chris, my name is Marty Terrell. Welcome to Sports Byline across the country and around the world, also on iHeart, and also our podcast on Spotify and our iHeartRadio. How are you, Chris? Welcome aboard.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Marty. I'm happy to talk about Walter Exall. Fascinating dude.
Yeah, and I love that Chicago accent, Chris. I love it. I do. I absolutely love it. Where did you come up with the idea for this? You know, seriously, when I first got the query, I'd never heard of him. Now, when I think of writers in Chicago, I think of Mike Royko, I think of Bob Verdi, Jerome Holtzman. I mean, Chicago's had a whole bunch of great writers, and I had never heard of this guy. But how did you come up with the idea? And who was Walter Exall, also known as Ecky? Go ahead. Let me hear.
So I really stumbled into the topic. I encountered Eckersall. I volunteered at a Special Olympics track meet down at Eckersall Stadium on the far south side of Chicago. I'm a far north sider myself, so didn't really venture into that territory that much. Volunteered at this stadium. I'd never heard of the dude. You know, Eckersall Stadium. Was he an alderman? Was he a judge? Was he, you know, so I just didn't give it any more thought. But then, a few months after I volunteered at this event, David Halberstam, the great writer and editor, he had edited the best American sports writing of the 20th century, and there was an article in there about Ecky, and I'm like, huh. So it was an article by Ring Lardner. It was for the Saturday Evening Post, and he was just reminiscing about his friendship with Eckersall when they were both sports writers at the Chicago Tribune, and then he went back into the history and talked about Ecky as one of the greatest athletes in Chicago sports history. And this was something that I had never known. And, you know, I grew up on my dad's knee, who's a DePaul man himself, you know, telling me stories about certainly Ray Meyer and figures like that and the old Chicago Cubs. But also he told me about Amos Alonzo Stagg and the University of Chicago and Jay Berwing, right? Heard all this stuff. I'd never heard of Eckersall, and I asked my dad, hey, do you know who this guy is? My dad didn't know either. So kind of set me down a rabbit hole, and I kind of put it on the back burner. But for my previous book, my last book was War Football. That's when I encountered, so from Ring Lardner's story, I knew what a good athlete Eckersall was. from doing my research for my previous book, I saw just how prominent he was as a writer. He wasn't a great writer by any stretch, but he was productive, he was important, he was influential. Everybody read Walter Eckersall back in the day. If you were a sports fan, that's who you turned to. What was Ecky's take on the events of the day? So just a interesting, fascinating story that I almost tripped upon.
You know what? And Chris Serb is with us. He's got the book Ecky by, again, University of Nebraska Press, Walter Eckersall and the Rise of Chicago Sports. I guess he came on as a writer when it became fashionable to print the newspaper, huh? I mean, here we are in the internet age, and that just jumped off the page when I read about that. He came in with the advent of what? Full-blown, you know, large print, or not large print, but broadsheet, huh? Tell me about that real quick.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it was a broadsheet. The Chicago Tribune, you kind of folded it out. It was the leading paper. There were a bunch of rivals at the time that Ecky broke into the business. And by about 1918, it was the leading newspaper in Chicago, which it still is today, although it's the leader in a market of two as opposed to a market of ten. But Ecky came aboard really at the time that the sports page was maturing. You know, there had been sports coverage in newspapers going well back into the 1850s, but it was usually done by a beat writer that was pulled off of the police beat or the courts beat or something like that. Hey, there's this newfangled thing called baseball. Go cover this baseball game. And, you know, the writer wouldn't even understand what he was watching and might give a couple of examples of, there were some good plays and not even tell you who won the game, things like that. So you had that sort of coverage in early sports journalism. By the turn of the century, at the time that Walter Eckersall was playing at University of Chicago, the sports page had matured, but not to the level that Walter Eckersall and other figures like him, like Ringlardner, Grantland Rice, Arch Ward was Ecky's colleague for a few years at the Chicago Tribune. They really launched it into the next level, where sports was really a profession in its own right. It wasn't just fill in on the sports desk for an afternoon or cover this team for the season and then we'll put you back on the court speed. It really became where sports was being written about by experts, and Ecky was first and foremost among those.
Chris Serbs with us, Ecky, Walter Eckersall on the Rise of Chicago Sports. Here's where I want to go with you here. Chicago's had a plethora, innumerable colorful characters. I mean, let's be honest. Harry Carey comes to mind, Jim McMahon, McMichael, Jordan. I mean, everybody had their stuff. But I tell you right, it's almost like Ecky had a double life. This guy was a rabble-rouser. I mean, he was really, you know, and the story about Amos Alonzo Stagg keeping him in town, not letting Fielding Yost to get a piece of him over in Ann Arbor. We're short on time here, but this guy fits into the Chicago mold of, you know, a colorful character. He had an interesting life, a short one at that, at age 46. Let me hear.
Yeah, he sure did. Ecky was, as you said, he was a rabble rouser. He had a drinking problem. He had a shotgun wedding, got a woman pregnant out of wedlock, and hastily married her, and then quickly abandoned her. Kind of a rough and tumble, as you said, colorful. It's just something right out of the front page, the old Ben Hecht play mm-hmm. that's been immortalized in movies all over the place. Ecky really was a character in that mold, and that's probably what led to his early death. But oh, what a life he lived! It was, as you said, it sure was colorful and exciting and interesting. And in 360 pages, I hope I documented and captured it pretty well.
You did, Chris. One final question: University of Chicago. We think academics, but athletics back then huge. The Maroons were awesome. I mentioned the aforementioned Amos Alonzo Stagg, you know, and obviously Ecky, and you chronicled this very well. Yeah, interesting. How big was the University of Chicago? And like you said, Berwanger came out of there with the Heisman, did he not? The first ever.
Yeah, he was. He was the first ever Heisman Trophy winner. So that's the trivia question. Everybody has heard of Jay Berwanger because he's the first ever Heisman Trophy winner. But Ecky was, as good as Jay Berwanger was, Ecky was far better of a player. He was a three-time first-team All-American. He not single-handedly, but played a key role in bringing down the Fielding Yost, the Hurry Up Yost, point-a-minute Michigan dynasty of the early 20th century. He was at the forefront of athletics at University of Chicago. University of Chicago was at the forefront of athletics in the city and in the Big Ten, or what was the Big Nine back at the time. It really was a big deal back in its day. And Walter Eckersall was its beating heart, along with Amos Alonzo Stagg.
I love learning. 1 minute left. Amos Alonzo Stagg is in the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Mass., went to Williston and East Hampton, Mass., went to Yale, and he's not in the Football Hall of Fame. I think of Amos Alonzo Stagg of football, not basketball. I learned something. How about that? He and Naismith at Springfield College, right?
He and Naismith went to Springfield College together. That's correct. Stagg played in, I believe, he played in the first ever intercollegiate basketball game for Springfield College. Naismith and Yost played on the football team together there. They played basketball together there. They were learning how to be good Christians and good coaches, I guess. They both had an abundance of the two.
You're a gifted writer. You are you got a wonderful voice, and you're a firefighter too. You're an amazing guy, Chris Serve. I'm so glad to meet you. Thank you for coming on. Good luck.
Marty, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for spreading the word about Ecky. Glad you enjoyed it.
We'll keep doing it. Chris Serve, again, he's a firefighter in Chicago and a freelance writer. He's been Chicago Tribune, Men's Journal. He's had some pretty good credits in his writing career. Outstanding job out of him. All right, we're coming back. Lots to get to still. Tigers 9-3 over the Mariners. Cubbies making a lot of noise. 4-1 against Milwaukee. They're moving to, they're in the bottom of the third. So I'm putting outdated scores, but hey, what the heck. All right, we're coming back. And a weird comment today from Giannis and the Bucks. I'm human if I change my mind and leave. Weird. Coming back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All right, talking the world of sports here. I kind of teased this yesterday as a week from tomorrow, every day is a Sunday. We're going to have Ken Belson, the book author, New York Times business sports business writer. Excellent. Yeah, this guy is, I've been a big Belson fan. I read the Sunday Times. I read the New York Times every day. Try to anyways. And Belson's one of my favorite guys. He's very good with the business of sports. And every day is a Sunday is how Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, and Commissioner Roger Goodell turned the NFL into a cultural and economic juggernaut. And we know what we're talking about here. We're talking about the NFL is more than just a sports league. And what's the number? It's like, it's how many billions of dollars a year do they generate? It's staggering. I read some of it today because I'm going to try to effort two segments out of Belson next Thursday, because that would be a hard one to do in 10 or 12 minutes, but we will work with his publicist and see what we can do. Anyways, it's a multi-billion dollar league, and you know, all you need to know is Goodell makes what, somewhere between $60 and $75 million a year as the commissioner. I mean, it's crazy. But what I find interesting is it is a sports league. It's the most popular. I love them all, some more than others. But I mean, baseball this time of year, I'd rather talk about the baseball than the football. But you know, we want clicks. We want listen lives. That's what we want. I mean, we make no mistake about that. And so, you know, if you throw out football, look, I could talk about the players that are on the, you know, third string on the depth chart on NFL rosters and get as much, maybe, and that may be a slight exaggeration, embellishment. Okay, so I could talk about backup quarterbacks or backup receivers, or I could get Dom in here, which I do, and we'll do a fantasy spot hopefully tomorrow with Dom if I can convince him, because he's excellent on that. So anyways, my point is, if I throw out fantasy football, we talk about, you know, second string teams and backup quarterbacks and stuff like that. If it's NFL talk, I can tell you we're feeding the beast. If we're doing the right thing, in my opinion, you know, we're paying attention to baseball and the playoffs, and, you know, we're getting down to the ALCS and the NLCS and then ultimately the World Series. And then, of course, you know, I sometimes get poked, people saying, hey, listen, you know, it's good to hear you. You're here in Iowa. You know, you're doing really well by Caitlin Clark. I talk about the WNBA, not just because of Caitlin and Clark. I know it sounds that way, and obviously we lead with someone like that. It's a good hook, if you will, to kind of change the texture of the show and acknowledge the WNBA, but we didn't have much Caitlin Clark this year. We talked more this year about the WNBA than we did last year when Caitlin was playing. And ironically, and this isn't a slight of Caitlin Clark, but the Fever were better without her. Players stepped up, Aaliyah Boston most in particular. And you saw what her college coach, Don Staley, said. She said, look, this gal is going to be MVP caliber. Now, that might be a little bit over the top. My point is this: football and Belson's book really does crystallize it right down to the sheer fact that, you know, football is king. And you could almost say the same about college football. That's more regional. The NFL is certainly national. Goodell and those people want you to think it's international. Yes and no, but still, the English Premier League, and I'm in reverse. You know, some people come to football late because their basis was soccer, For me, my basis was football, and I came around to soccer. Or the, you know, some people have soccer, especially overseas, where they call it football, we call it soccer. Fact of the matter is, that's their base, and the NFL is a nice little add-on. For me, it's the soccer that's an add-on, and now we're coming up on a World Cup next year, and it's already being launched. I mean, it is already being launched. I have the American Airlines app, and I knew this was coming. I knew it. I didn't think it would be this soon. But already right now, American Airlines, with your mileage plus and all your mileage rewards, guess what? They've got a sponsorship with the World Cup. And it's just I remember going in 94. I thought it was a big deal. I think there was one other World Cup year that I might have gone to one. But really, I've only had like a let's just call it two forays into live World Cup action. And I only knew, if truth be known, in 94, I was 34 years old, and I kind of took it as the spectacle, you know, kind of like a fear of missing out. I got to do this. I got to check the box. I went to the Meadowlands. It was then Giant Stadium, and it was insane. It was absolutely insane. The parking was a nightmare, the transportation over there, the tailgating, the nuttiness, and then the crowd was it just blew my mind. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Now, look at it now. I mean, it's tenfold. In my opinion, it's tenfold. It's crazy. I mean, it's just so huge. And a lot of it is what? It's NBC. It's TNT, TBS. I mean, who else carries it? Peacock. And I just mentioned a whole bunch of other networks. It's the NBC family of stations, which means perhaps would it be MSNBC, I don't know, but it's available. Look, you get up on the weekend and 8 o'clock here in the Midwest, 9 o'clock in the East, you know, you've got soccer action, and it's, you know, it's 5-6 hours difference depending what time zone you're in. And on the West Coast, imagine what that's like. And you know they're out there, you know, on the West Coast, I guarantee you, these people are up early and they're watching it. It has enormous following. And finally, I couldn't believe it. I was going through the airport, and I said, you know, we've got all these college football magazines. We've got Athlon. We've got all these, you know, these magazines. And then I look down, and I see, wow, 2025-2026 Premier League Athlon Sports Preview with each and every franchise, each and every schedule, each and every roster. And I was like, wow. So, of course, I got it, and I flipped through it, and it's good to have it at your fingertips. Now, am I Dominic Jimenez and Rick Tittle? No. Those guys, you know, they've got a huge foundational following. And I have people here that I run with in Iowa that are into it, and it's enormously popular, but I don't have that base of knowledge. So, and I kind of like it, and here's why. I sound like I'm justifying it. Well, first of all, I was from the school of, I can't watch soccer. It's boring. There's not enough scoring. That is, to me, contempt before investigation. It's such a nuanced sport. A game can turn on the craziest plays. If I've learned nothing else, and I do have my problem with soccer, and I'll get to that in a moment. But the one thing I will tell you is a game can change on the most seemingly subtle, in my inexperienced, immature sports mind at the time, I just didn't have a base enough knowledge to be able to glean the fact that this game is going to turn, and you can almost anticipate a score or a changing of momentum, and you kind of have to be a lot tuned in to how the momentum shifts in soccer. That's my opinion. What I don't like about it, and we see the same thing in the NBA, we see the same thing in college basketball, we even see it in hockey to some, it's the injuries. It's the fake injuries or guys that, now look, they say soccer's rougher than football. I mean, I could debate that, but I'm not going to get into that because that's just mental gymnastics. Do I think soccer's as tough as football? No. I think it's tougher because those guys don't get a break. I mean, they sub, but very, very sparingly. And yeah, they can kind of in transition sometimes, especially the back liners, you know, they can kind of walk and move themselves into position, but you've got to be extremely fit. And when you get fatigued, you're susceptible to injury. Football is more of a collision course. So you'd have to really get me to debate and try to weigh the physical nature of football, but then the endurance and the physical nature of soccer, to me, gives soccer, and they're very little padding, very little padding. They have some shin pads and some elbows and some whatever. But the fact of the matter is, it is taking hold in this country. And we can sit here and say, oh, no, it hasn't. Oh, yes, it has. Now, I don't know so much about MLS. I don't. I've tried it. It is markedly different to me than the EPL. It just is. The European Premier League is just so elite. And MLS kind of reminds me of indoor football, even though, and they have indoor soccer, but this is outdoor soccer. I mean, I'm sure it's okay. It just hasn't captured me yet. It just hasn't. And maybe I'll come around. But what we get out of the EPL in the Champions League is just, it's unbelievable. It really and truly is. I mean, I've got some friends going to Spain later on this month. And they're going to see FC Barcelona against, I think, some team, Olympic or Olympus or something. And, man, it's huge. I mean, you're talking, now, I don't even know the currency. I don't know if it's U.S. dollars, but you're talking $500-$600 to get in the door there for a decent seat. And just the nosebleeds are $300 or $400. Well, there you go. All right, we're coming back. Dominic's going to help us. We're going to look at the WNBA, and maybe we'll tease a little fantasy football. Man, oh, man, if you've got some of these quarterbacks, a couple in particular, you're in good stead. We're coming right back.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now.
Celebrate responsibly.
Talking the world of sports, Milwaukee making a flurry. I'll say it right now. Some people are going to hear this late at night or early in the morning and say, oh, great prediction. Milwaukee's going to win that game. They were down 4-1. They're going to beat the Cubs. That series is going to be over tonight. That's my prediction. All right. Let's get Dom in here because, and I do want to do mostly WNBA, but I want to throw in a couple of fantasy football questions because I'm a total neophyte, but a lot of people love it. A lot of people love it, and I don't want to feel left out. FOMO, fear of missing out. Here we go. Dominic, why were the Indiana – first of all, welcome aboard. Why were the Indiana Fever better without Cunningham and Clark? They really were. What do you attribute that to? Now, they didn't get to where they wanted to get, but they really overachieved. Why was that, in your opinion? Let me hear.
It's efficiency. Without Caitlin Clark and her sub 50 shooting percentage, without Caitlin Clark's high number of turnovers, the offense was run more efficiently. You're going to play better when you're more efficient. Yes, obviously having Caitlin Clark and her, 25 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, having that's great. But the efficiency that the offense was able to achieve with Kelsey Mitchell running the ship, with Aaliyah Boston and Natasha Howard and Lexi Hull, the efficiency made up for the lack of quote-unquote production, even though Kelsey Mitchell was pretty close to doing pretty close to Caitlin Clark's numbers.
So do Clark and Cunningham's stature, I won't say reputation, but their stature in the league, was it diminished this year by Indiana's success with them out injured or no?
I don't think that's what may have diminished their stature or whatever, but I think and a lot of this is just online discourse. I don't know what the actual answer is, but the way they conducted themselves on the bench didn't win any new fans. Watching them complain and, try to square up on opponents still and posture, I get it. They're creating an identity that's tough, and we're not going to take any crap. And Caitlin Clark rightfully should feel that way because now we're seeing it with Nafisa Collier and her comments towards the Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. They're tired of the awful officiating, and you look no further than Caitlin Clark as a victim of awful officiating. So I get it, but they didn't do themselves any favors.
Dominic Jimenez with us, breaking down the WNBA. I'm glad you went to Engelhart, whatever her name is, the commissioner. I don't think she's long for that lofty post. I really don't. I see the end is coming. There's too much. There's just too much. If I think she could have navigated through a phase or two of this, but it's just they're all piling on now, and I don't want to make judgments. Here's what I want to say, though. Are these gals getting ahead of themselves a little bit? I mean, they're talking about how little money they make, but you got to remember, too, that they're just really getting, to me, to a whole nother level, a whole nother plateau, and there's still so much room to grow. So here's my question, very pointedly. Are these women making a tactical error screaming about money, or is the timing right for them to strike while the iron's hot? Or option three, you might think differently about either of those scenarios. Let me hear.
Oh, the timing couldn't be more perfect. The league is growing at a rate that we haven't seen before. The popularity, the revenue, everything positive has pretty much gone up in the last few years. Now, that was started by the likes of Asia Wilson and, coming off the backs of Candace Parker and Maya Moore. Now you've got the current stars with Nafisa Collier, and now you've got these young stars, Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Sonia Citrone, Kiki Iriafin. You're going to have Juju Watkins thrown into the mix in a couple of years. So the timing is perfect. I do want to clarify one thing, and this is one of the biggest things that I see on the internet when people are like, why are you asking for more money when you're a league that doesn't make any money? All of those idiots. they're not necessarily asking for higher pay. I want to clarify that. Their position is they want a greater slice of the revenue sharing. So I don't have the numbers. I don't know what the revenue sharing is between the NBA players and the teams, but I know that it is a fraction of that percentage for the WNBA versus the WNBA players. They just want a more equal representation. And obviously, yes, that is going to equate to more money being available to them via contract. Yes. But it's not like, oh, we want more money. They're not demanding equal pay to the men. They realize the leagues are in two different positions in terms of revenue. They want a greater share of it. And now they're having to hire, this is what I read, they are looking to hire some independent forensic investigators because they believe the WNBA are hiding the books so that whatever the revenue is not being what's shared during negotiations. It is ugly, and I think if we were ever going to see a season where there was a lockout, at least a partial one, 2026 sure looks like basketball for the women in the WNBA is either not going to happen or is going to get a very late start because it is not pretty right now.
I hope they don't make that mistake. That's just my opinion. I hope they don't make that mistake because sometimes you can overplay your hand and sometimes you go away and you're not missed and people just find something else to do. I think that's just my opinion. Here's what I want to say though. Okay, so Boston wanted a team. We're here in Nashville. Houston's going to get a team. I mean, this league is going to be, I mean, Portland's coming back. Seattle's got a WNBA team. It looks like Seattle could get an NBA team back. But Boston, the new owners of the Celtics, wanted to buy the Connecticut Sun. It's $235, $240 million. They're building a practice facility because it's owned by the Mohican tribe. So it's a different situation. They don't want to put a practice facility because they play in a casino arena. So they're going to build a practice facility some 35 miles away in Hartford because they figure if the team does move to Boston, they don't want to be stuck with a building that they can't use. I get all that. But now the Celtics are saying, we're out. We're not going to get in. Someone else is going to come in here. Dom, they're $250 million for the Connecticut Sun. I mean, this league is crazy popular. It really is. And now from a business standpoint, I mean, these are unheard of numbers. Seriously, when you think about it. Let me hear.
Yeah, you know, we always hear about these American former athletes looking to, you know, tier two and tier three of English soccer because they want to invest in a sports team and they want to be able to make money. Well, the going rate for Premier League teams it's just not feasible. It's a huge number. The same for American sports teams. But with the WNBA, obviously the numbers have gone up now, but the entry point is more reasonable for somebody who has a good group of investors. And the way that the game has grown, the teams are making money. These owners are making money. And again, that's a large part of why the players say, hey, you guys are making more money. The franchise valuations are through the roof. Can we get a bigger cut? Again, they're not asking for the same. Nobody in the WNBA is asking to make Steph Curry's salary. Nobody in the WNBA is asking to make $50 million. The revenue sharing is what they want to be on more equal footing. They're not calling for 50-50, but something like that. So right now, yes, Marty, like you said, from a business perspective, investing in a WNBA franchise, now, who am I to say go spend $250 million on something? That's not my money. That's more money than I could ever dream of having. However, based on the last 5+ years, you're going to make a lot of money off that $250 million.
I don't wish any life away, but I cannot wait to see what this league looks like 5 and, knock on wood, 10 years down the road. I can't wait to see what this does. And the entry point, you make a very good point. It may be $250 million, but I would look at the percentage. Forget the actual dollar figure because it's not fair. But if you compare the NBA, the WNBA on entry point amount of money and percentage gain, I'm telling you right now, the WNBA is a great investment. This is going to be so fascinating to watch. All right, finally, where do you think the expansion goes in the short term? It sounds like Connecticut's going to stay put. Houston had a championship, did they not? And they failed, and now they're coming back. Portland
yes.
had a bad run. They came back. Where else do you see this league going? I heard Nashville, Charlotte. Did I read Miami? I'm not sure. But where do you see the league going, in your opinion?
I think the Southeast makes a lot of sense. You've got Atlanta there up the top of my head. I think that might be it. So, yeah, a Nashville team, a Charlotte team. It also wouldn't be surprising to see more teams piggybacking, being paired up with an NBA team where the NBA owners, kind of like what you have with the Valkyries right now, it's Joe Lacob. He owns both teams. If that was the case, Miami seems like a solid destination.
Cleveland,
they've got great ownership, at least ownership that's willing to spend money. So, yeah, there's a lot of viable options. I don't know what – it's hard to predict because it's basically just saying, hey, what cities have a decent market and no team without knowing, you know, what owners would be in play, what the WNBA would be interested in. So – as it stands, I think somewhere in the Southeast region of the U.S. makes a lot of sense.
Excellent job. All right, it is a best of seven in the finals. All right, give me a little fantasy teaser before tomorrow's show. If you have Jonathan Taylor, you're living large. What quarterback are you just absolutely thrilled that you have right now? Let me hear.
I mean, it's got to be Josh Allen. Just he's healthy, and he's putting up points. That's the name of the game in fantasy. You can do all of the research, you can pick all of the players that you think are the right players, but they got to be healthy. Joe Burrow, hurt. Lamar Jackson, hurt. And then you got Josh Allen. Those are probably the three top fantasy quarterbacks, and two of them are hurt. One of them
Brock
probably
Purdy.
For the season. Yeah, but Brock Purdy's not a huge fantasy football quarterback. He's not going to go throw 50 times a game, throw for 350 and four touchdowns. He's not going to run like a Lamar or a Josh Allen. For fantasy purposes, those are the guys. You've got a lot of underrated value with guys like Baker Mayfield, Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts. Those guys all bring value dependent on where you draft them. But in terms of guys that were a high pick were spent on, it's got to be Josh Allen.
How about Goff in Detroit?
Goff's another not bad option. I would lump him with Baker and, you know, Caleb Williams, those kind of guys, that second middle to lower second tier. Part of his problem, there are a ton of weapons in Detroit. And as somebody who has Jahmyr Gibbs, when the offense is clicking and he gets the ball, it's great because the offense is so good. But there are going to be times, there are going to be games where the ball goes to other people. So it's hard. There's going to be games where Goff's thrown 40, 50 times. We saw that a couple weeks ago. He can do it. He's got the weapons to do it. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta. He's got the players. But there's going to be a lot of games where it's David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs game, and Jared Goff is not needed.
Do you think Drake May is going to be a star in the league, in your opinion?
So if you had asked me this question before the season, I would have said no. But given the track record of how quarterbacks have fared in New England, he looks like the real deal. I've changed my mind since the beginning of the
All
year,
right.
And I think he is going to be maybe not elite, but very good.
Dom, you're coming around on this program. I want to thank you and congratulate you for coming around. Good job out of you.
Thanks, Mark.
I love Dom. All right, we'll come back. I got a 2-minute drill to take you to the top of the hour here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Keep an eye on these baseball games as we roll into the night, into the early morning hours. So don't forget, next week, Ken Belson, the author. Every day is a Sunday. And you think about it, the National Football League is now 24/7, but it's 365. Now, are there little breaks? Yeah. But the non-games, plural, popularity of the NFL is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The draft, the schedule release, the combine, which I think those numbers, anybody that's watching the combine, the combine needs to get a life. I mean, but that's just me, whatever, to each his own. All right, the other thing which I find fascinatingly stupid is the NCAA is going to allow Division I athletes to gamble on pro sports, make it legal. But according to The Athletic, which is owned by the New York Times, they have to run it by Division II and Division III first, and those two facets of the NCAA have to agree to it as well. Mark my words, if this gets adopted, you're going to see total chaos. It's going to be an utter disaster. Some college kid's going to obviously get in way over his head and be very tempted to shave points, fix the game, and do whatever. Anyways, but there's that argument that, if you get it out in the open, it's easier to police. Who knows? Great job out of the folks here, Chris Serb in Chicago, and Dominic Jimenez. Thank you. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. for more sports talk after the update, top of the hour, and a Brock Hines Sports in 60 times 2. Adios.